Trading can often feel like a solo pursuit, but for many successful traders, it's people that they share the journey with that make all the difference. Today, we're joined here with Aram and Kamen, two traders who've built not only their careers, but also strong communities based on mentorship, collaboration, and trust.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today. So let me ask you this, Kamen. If you had to describe your trading journey in one word, what would that be?
I'll say growth.
Growth in what sense? Financial growth or maybe educational growth?
Okay, so I'll say financial, not just financial, but financial, psychological, emotional as well. Because one of the reasons I actually believe I'm actually born to trade was, you know, before trading, I was into a lot of, you know, other, you know, fields that you might say are also kind of risky compared to trading, even though trading might be more because it's much more financial. So trading more actually helped me know myself more because now I'm able to know how I actually react when things are going well and when things are also not going well. And it also lets me know how to also get those around me to also react to certain situations. So mostly I learned from my experiences and then other people's experiences. So that was the emotional and then the psychological aspect. And then the financial one, obviously, from, you know, the perks that the market gives you. Once it goes well, you make money. So, yeah.
So growth. That's okay. So Aram, if you had to describe your trading journey in one word, what would that be?
I think for me, it would be transformation.
Transformation.
Yeah, transformation. Because when I started off in life, I was doing a couple of other things. Started off as a photographer, started off as a YouTuber, started off a prankster. And then I, you know, got into the field of trading. And I can say that from then till now, the process had been transformative, and not just transformative, but it has really taught me a lot about myself that I never knew. I came to realize that like trading is a character development job, because as you're getting into trading, trading also reveals who you truly are. So it helps you to know whether you are that kind of person that you never thought you were. For example, I never thought I was a bit greedy till I got into the market. And so I had to fight that particular, you know, character. So it's something that has really gotten me this far. And it's a daily struggle to always try to be the best version of yourself.
And to add to what he said, if I actually didn't start trading, I actually wouldn't know I could speak in front of thousands of people.
Wow.
So we recently did a seminar 2 weeks ago in Ghana, held at the National Theatre. We had almost 2,000 people there.
Wow.
And then literally both of us hosted that event. So if it wasn't for trading, I actually wouldn't know I can actually command a crowd like that and then stand in front of people and then be able to influence.
Just take you out of your comfort zone as well. You guys were able to kind of partner together and deliver your message. So oftentimes we see that traders see other traders as competitors. Aram, how do you feel about that? Do you agree with that standpoint?
It's a two-way thing for me, because when I was starting off, it felt like competition, to be very honest with you, because you're somewhere, feel like life in itself is a race, and a race in itself is competition.
Sure.
So you definitely need to win that prize. But as I came into the market, I came to realize that the market is too big, and not everyone can just, not just a single person can just win. Everybody has enough room to win. You can make as much as you want from the market, and that depends solely on you. So as you climb the ladder, you realize that collaboration at the top really matters, because until you collaborate with people or people that are like you, you're never going to really know that, oh, there are certain things that I never knew about the market. There are certain things that he has strong advantage of. For example, Common is so good at risk management and I'm so good at maybe psychology, right? So we share ideas and he's like, okay, this is how I handle risk management. And I'm telling him, okay, this is how I handle my psychology. And then we bond that together and then we are collaborating. But if it becomes competition, I just keep my weakness to myself, and that kills me more, and then I don't grow. So I think collaboration is really important. But however, competition is somehow a bit important, some kind of healthy competition to keep everyone on their toes so that you don't feel so comfortable when you are growing as a trader as well. Yeah.
So I would say I normally like healthy competition, not just wanting what your friend or your counterpart has, but letting his journey inspire you. So I actually grew up with Kojo. We've known each other for over 20 years, went to high school, uni, and everything together. So we literally started trading together. But he started way before me. So if I came in and then I felt like, oh, if he has this and this, I'm also supposed to have the same thing. So now I start competing with him. I'm not sure what I've gone how I expected to, but because I saw his whole journey, his entire journey, I was able to mirror myself after some of the stuff that he did, and then also take some advice from him, risk management and all of that. And also from him too. When I started trading, I was actually focused on trading almost every pair I could lay my hands on. But he was trading just gold. So that, and I saw how he was winning. So that actually inspired me to also look into, look much more into that pair and then see how it goes. So for now, I've also been trading gold based on how he was. So I actually had a lot of conversations with him. Just look at how he analyzes the market and all of that. So we've actually been collaborating and a lot of stuff. So healthy competition and then collaboration is how I think it should go.
How has this collaboration kind of built a community, or how does it impact building kind of a trading community?
The biggest selling points for me is how I've built my mentorship community. So normally anyone who goes under my mentorship or any of signs up for any of my classes or whatever, once you go through my mentorship, I actually add everyone together in a whole community where they're able to converse and then learn from each other. You don't just leave them alone once they go through your class or your mentorship or whatever, but they're also able to learn from other mentees and you're able to monitor the progress of all of them. That way, you're able to see how everyone is going. So it just helped me build that particular community of strong traders. Now, when you do it that way, it now expands the learning tree. Like anyone who learns from under you are able to now grow and then build their own community because they see how the other mentees are also doing.
So would you say this kind of community that you're building, it helps you grow faster or helps your traders grow faster?
Yes, both of course. The way I structured my mentorship is that I'm going to give everybody a chance. Once you're a complete beginner and then you grow, we take you through lessons, right? I give you an opportunity to be able to show us what you've got, because me as a mentor, I'm not going to know everything, right?
Sure.
So for example, I have my strongholds when it comes to technical analysis, right? I also have people in the mentorship that are so good with psychology, some that are so good with risk management. And then we decide that, okay, you're new to this. Okay, you're very good with psychology. So every Fridays, you can share what you have about psychology. You can let us know what you think about risk management. Mm-hmm. What are the types of books that you've read? So for example, we've had people that are also good at certain trading pairs that share their ideas with us. For me, I'm not good at certain trading pairs.
Okay.
I just love some pairs that I trade, right? I love gold. So for some other people, they are good at it. And I want to know, wow, how do you see this? What's so different about this? Why do you choose this over this? And that helps me to understand that selling point of that individual or that mentee. Mm-hmm. And it gives me an upper hand in understanding in the general scope of how the market works.
Well, that sounds like the true definition of a community, you know, kind of everybody chipping in and getting involved. And I'm sure for both of you guys, that kind of adds to your credibility as well. Basically saying that, hey, I'm not perfect at this. This guy's the expert. Let's utilize his knowledge and kind of combine resources. So well done. We don't see that too often.
Yeah.
For you, Kamen, do you think the future of trading in Africa depends on more collaboration between educators and traders?
Yeah. I want to start with a bit of backstory on how I said, you know, Kojo introduced me to trading. So it was about seven of us. And then in 2017, we met at a mall in Ghana. And then we decided, at that time, there was no other trader. There was no other community.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about seven of us that met. And then he had already been learning and then he had gone through the ranks. So he introduced us to it and a lot of that. So we met at a mall and we decided that this is an industry we want to go into. We want to build this industry. At that point, almost all of us didn't really envision how far it was going to go. So just that one meeting has built the trading community we have in Ghana, that single meeting. So if we can do that in Ghana, it means that we can now expand that for it to grow in all of the continent. So I actually believe collaboration between the educators and then the traders will go a long way to build a huge trading community on the continent.
Amazing.
Yeah, because truth be said, somehow, the truth is trading in itself is a very lonely job sometimes, right? So the need for educators is very important because sometimes people that really trade, they don't really have time to educate people or even show people what trading really can do with your life. So starting off growing up, I remember so well, I used to look up to like Kojo and Common, checking out their Instagram stories. I'm like, who are these guys in Ghana? What are they doing? This is trading. Like, what's it about? So if I did not have that experience from these educators, I don't think I would have even gotten into the field, because when I first heard of trading, I heard it from someone in the US and I kept asking myself, is this something I can really do in Africa? Is this something that can, you know, make me money, right? So I was asking myself until I saw Kojo and Common and some other traders, and I'm like, okay, so if they're doing it, that means I can do it. Then I decided to start learning from them, watching them from afar, and seeing how best I can also grow myself. So collaboration between educators and traders is a very big step into the growth of traders in Ghana and Africa.
So it's instrumental for you guys. So just by having that collaboration, you're able to see that, hey, I can do this in my country.
Yes,
I know these people. If they can do it, I can do it. And that kind of set the kind of snowball effect.
Yes.
Have you seen, let's say, some of your mentees now, they've become, let's say, sub-mentors or mentors to a new generation, and they're kind of creating their own communities? Or how does this work?
Yes. So the seminar we actually held on the 1st of November, I had two of my mentees share the stage with me.
Okay.
So they also happened to be speakers on that event. So there was one of them, I actually I've never met him. I actually didn't know he was even a mentee of mine. He literally said it on stage that he would not be on stage if it wasn't for me.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so it means that if I'm now sharing a stage with someone who has been through the ranks, he can also go ahead and build more because I've seen him grow. So it now just legitimizes the whole craft and lets everyone know that sure. If someone can just go, I've been through someone and I'm here. Someone else has also been through me and is here. So the next time, you know, someone else was going. Because I remember the first ever seminar we did, he was in the crowd watching us. And then 2 years later, he is now hosting one with me.
That must be so rewarding, though. Probably yeah. It's just some sort of added, yeah. You know, kind yeah. of a benefit of this industry or what you're doing that you would never expect. I mean, to be able to empower people like that, it's truly yeah. amazing.
Yeah, and then early last year, I also hosted an event. I hosted a whole tour across some of the regions in Ghana, and I did it with two of my mentees who are now like mentors, Nana Forex and then Abba Trades. They're very good traders. Abba Trades even currently in Cape Town now. She's actually one of the...
She will also be here for a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's actually one of the most amazing female traders in Ghana as well.
Good to know.
Yes, and I've seen them grow, and it's an amazing thing because the truth is you cannot do it all. You cannot reach out to everyone. So everyone has a unique selling point. And as you grow people will also use that to reach out to more people that you cannot reach out to. So I think that's a very important thing to do, like stretching out that knowledge to your mentees and then growing them to become mentors as well
sure.
to impact the next generation.
Sure, absolutely. That kind of, you know, grows the whole kind of network.
Yeah.
In your opinions, how can traders support each other more outside of just, you know, sharing stories?
And so me like this, I know even at this level, I still have trading partners. I have two trading partners.
Okay.
Because no matter what, there are days where the market just takes you through the grind where it gets really stressful. If you don't have anyone to talk to, it really gets difficult. So it's actually Koju and Rick, both of them. So normally I trade with this person today and then I trade with this person. So regardless of how the market is going, once you have someone who has the same shared and lived experiences with you, it gets easier. So I would just always opt for having a trading partner, regardless of the level you're on, whether the person is under you, above you, or even on the same level. It actually goes a long way because you're able to learn from each other, from your experiences, from the emotional, psychological, whatever.
I feel like having a trading partner is a requirement, right? For example, there are certain times where the market is not going to be so, you know, good to you, and then you're having a whole lot of psychological problems. You're asking yourself, man, I don't think this is for me and that kind of stuff. And then your trading partner reminds you of your wins, tells you that, hey, remember you were in a situation like this before, you've done this before. Yeah. Anytime you're in a drawdown, you can always come back up. And that serves as some motivation for yourself, because sometimes when you're in difficult moments like this, you forget who you truly are yeah. and what you've done in the past, knowing that you can do it again. And having that other opinion from your training partner can really put you on that place to say, hey, I think I'm not giving up anytime soon, and I'm ready to, you know, get my sleeves up and then get my loins up and then move on.
You know, this is the first time I've heard the term trading partner, to be honest. I think I've been doing this for quite a while, and I've never heard of it. It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense.
A lot.
And especially, as you said, trading is extremely lonely. I'm a trader myself. And, you know, definitely the being able to share the good times and the bad times with someone, I think is just really effective in mental health and also just, you know, added motivation.
Yeah.
With that being said, can you share a moment where, maybe this is for a common, maybe can you share a moment where mentorship or peer support helped you bounce back from a difficult trading period?
Yes. So this was in 2020, somewhere in June. At that time, I was basically like an assistant to Koju.
Okay.
But we were also trading partner. And what I've realized, a lot of times, the best trading partner is a mentor and a mentee. A lot of times, it's always a mentor and a mentee. Because if you start, you always want someone who has been through the grind to be there to guide you. So when I started trading, you know, when you're new, you almost never use a stop loss.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe losses are even possible. You don't even want to think about losses. You only think about the wins.
Sure.
So at that time, I was just taking his signals. So we had a stretch where we went on a 14-day winning streak. So it was going really well. No stop loss. We always hit and take profit. So there was one day where I was trading, and then I think I took the first trade. I stacked so many positions. It went well. I closed my profits. Then because I made that money so easily, you know, a lot of times if you make it very easy, you feel, let me just get back in and then make some more. So I got back in. I was in the trade, and I started going into drawdowns. And then back then, I can hold drawdowns, and then they get back into profits. And then you start to think, this is how it's going to be. So your losses are always going to turn into profits. So he kept telling me that I always need to set my stop losses and then think about the loss perspective, because it happens. So there was this quote he gave me that the market can be much more irrational than you can remain solvent. That was the quote. That's actually the best trading quote I've heard.
Absolutely.
So anytime I'm with someone And the person now thinks that this trade is always going to reverse. It's going to come back into profits. I give them the same quotes.
Awesome. Iram, for mentorship and a key kind of moment in your trading career where it supported you?
I think for me, it would be, I was one day live trading with my two trading partners, that's Nana and Abba. And it was quite a very amazing moment because like there were a lot of news events. And then I had stacked up a lot of positions on the market and the market went sideways. And that was like some good amount of money. I mean, good enough to last you for like even 6 months in my country. And after taking that loss, I remember so well, like I was so, my emotions were clouded and I was trying to like, you know, revenge trade, trying to get the money back and everything. And I kept like funding my account. And then my two trading partners were like, hey, like now that you're funding your account, you don't even have what it takes to analyze right because your mind is not in the right state. And I told them that I needed to make that money back. I was revenge. And these are people that I've mentored. So that's to say that like, anytime you are faced with a difficult situation, you end up even sometimes forgetting your values. But they reminded me of like, you know, telling me that, hey, this is what you told us about, you know, revenge trading. This is what you told us about discipline. And then I come back to my senses.
So it sounds like in both cases, I mean, this you've had these people which kind of held you accountable.
And yes, accountability. Exactly.
What does accountability look like in trading for, let's say, you, Comment? I mean, is it just with your trading partner? Do you hold your mentees accountable? What does it really mean for you and the importance of it?
Yeah, so for me, it's on both sides. I hold myself accountable. I hold my mentees accountable. And they also hold me accountable as well. So with the trading partner that I'm talking about, so I think yesterday we took some trades on gold very early in the morning, I think in the early hours of the Asian session. It went really well. So I actually said, I'm done for the day. I'm not going to trade anymore. And then in the New York session, I just saw a spike and then I said, no, this spike looks really, really good. So let me just get in and then get something to just do some shopping in here. So I jumped in there again. And then I wasn't even monitoring the trade. So now he now started questioning me and then asking me that you said you were done for the day. You're not going to take any trades anymore.
Yeah.
So what made you take this trade? And then I realized that the greed is setting in. So I just decided to just close the positions.
Got it.
So I decided to cut the losses because if I didn't cut the losses, they actually reversed and went really crazy in the opposite direction. I actually prefer to be held accountable all the time by my mentees.
Sure.
My mentors and friends as well.
But yeah, and you know, this, you know, as you guys know, I mean, this industry is so emotional.
Yes.
And all the emotions are so intense as well. They're really like, really, you know, really very emotionally driven. And obviously when it, having the accountability, in my opinion, is just without it, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're in your, you know, years of experience and still facing these issues, what about you, Iram, from an accountability perspective?
So for me, I would say like, when you even call somebody your trading partner, that person can also be your accountability partner. And for that to happen, you must have trust and respect for that person.
Yeah.
Because if the person is holding you to accountability and you don't have respect for that person, then you're going to do anything you want either ways. For example, you tell yourself that you don't take more than 3 trades in a day and you end up taking 3 trades or 4. And your trading partner comes and tell you that, hey, you said you were not going to take 3 trades. If you don't have respect for that trading partner, you're going to be like, oh, don't worry. Let me just take this trade. I strongly believe it. So trust and respect is very important. For me, I even sometimes even give my read-only logins to my trading partner. And then anytime she logs in randomly to see that, hey, why are you in this position? Why is your rig so big? And she's calling me. Okay. I remember so a very good experience was we were somewhere chilling in the wine farm and I was in the trading position and I was up in some good profit and I was showing it to her. She's like, bro, we are outside. You said we're not going to be taking a trade anywhere else. And she literally closed my positions for me without asking. And it doesn't take anyone to just do that. It takes your trading partner to be able to bold and say, hey,
sure,
I'm responsible for your success in this market. Yeah. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, really a big part of the emotions that I see that really hurt a lot of traders or new traders is, you know, the ego, and which kind of, I guess you can say greed and a lot of other things factor in with it. But what do you think, you know, what prevents, let's say, newer traders that you guys are working with from asking for help or kind of having the humility to say that, you know, I need help or I can't do this alone? Do you see that struggle with people or?
Yes. Okay, for me, I think there's something that I call the 7 deadly sins of trading. And one of them is pride, right? And I will actually associate pride to premature exposure. in the sense that when you're a complete beginner and you're starting out, you're learning how to trade, a lot of them just really just jump onto the gram because they think that to be a trader, you just need to have like FX attached to your name or something trades attached to your name.
Yeah.
And that way they feel so big to even ask for help, even when they are drowning in it. So starting off as a complete beginner, one of the most important things is that you need to seek knowledge. That is where they miss it and they get too proud of themselves and then they're like, hey, I can't do it. So ego, pride is one of the biggest downfall of traders. That premature exposure, trying to go out there before your time and trying to feel like you know it all, that's where it's going to crush you. Staying humble and knowing when you need to act is very important.
Well, you know, as you said, Carmen, I mean, you had some early successes, or when you had that streak of like 2 weeks of yes. regular success, it totally clouds all your judgment.
Yes.
And this can be a tough aspect to manage as well.
Yeah. So for me, and then to add to what he also said as well, one of the things that makes it difficult for people to actually ask for help is maybe if they senior you in another field. So let's say if I have a big brother and then now he comes into trading and he doesn't want to understand that I'm his mentor, he still sees himself as my big brother in trading.
Yeah.
Now it becomes very difficult for him to listen to me or for him to listen to every single thing I say because maybe he feels he's my elder. You know, it just happens, you know, to so many people. So you end up seeing them years down the line and they tell you how their experience went and then they explain to you that it was going really bad, but they didn't know how it was going to feel coming to you for help all the time. So it happens to so many people who actually senior you in another field. Once they come into trading, they don't want to now cede that control to you because you've been in the field for a while. So if they actually allow you to, you know, guide them and then, you know, give them the blueprint on how it's done, it really gets very, very easy. Because for me, I'm literally the same age with my mentor, but I still understood that he had been in it for longer, way longer than I had been in. Even though we've been known each other, we've been doing everything together, I still know that he has the experience. So I actually listened to him.
Aram, do you feel the transparency plays a role in building stronger relationships?
Yes, transparency plays a very big role because you need to understand that just like we talk about wins all the time, that's one of the things that a lot of people don't really talk about. So for example, for me, I do something I call weekly breakdown with my mentorship team. And then what I do is that I analyze pairs, not just gold, and different kinds of pairs. So we project for what the week is going to look like, right? And so, for example, let's say I project on a pair. I say I'm expecting maybe this move from this area to this area, and then it plays out. That's transparency. However, if a trade is being taken and then we take an L, we understand that it's an L because we understand that losses are part of trading and that transparency is really important. So when a loss is taken, we tell people that, yes, we took an L and then we need to be patient and wait for the next setup. So transparency is key. People need to know that, hey, unlike just winning, losses are also part of the game. And this is what makes it everything different.
Even from a brokerage perspective, it's not so common, the transparency. And for me, that's a big thing. I don't mind if you talk about all the success stories, but equally talk about the reality or the more common issues. And for you, common with transparency, clearly this is a value as well.
Yes. So on Sundays, I normally do a YouTube session called, you know, Weekly Breakdown or Market Outlook. So that one.
This is for the following week, like kind of
what announcements are coming. Week, and then also to review the previous week as well. So before we look at the following week, we look at every single trade we took in the previous week.
Okay.
So when the ones that we took losses on, you see them. You also understand why we took the losses. Maybe we didn't follow all our rules, weren't patient enough. We're able to break that down with everyone. And then the wins as well. So you don't we don't just show you the positive side that we are always winning. You also get to know that there are days where we ourselves fail to follow our rules. There are days where we ourselves let our emotions get the best of us and then we lose. So once they are able to see through all of that, it just lets them know that losses are actually part of trading, because the reason why people don't even trade with stop losses is because they don't believe losses are part of trading. Because they don't see losses anywhere. They only see wins.
Sure.
So it makes it difficult for them to now believe in putting the stop loss because they don't believe they'll ever lose because they've not seen anyone tell them that they can lose.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know, you guys both of you, you seem to be some of the more emotionally mature traders and, you know, influencers that I've come across. It's truly remarkable. I think for our listeners, I'd love for them to understand a little better what is maybe one habit that has kept you disciplined or connected to your goals.
All right, I think for me, it has to do with having a trading plan and sticking to it.
Having a trading plan,
yes.
And that is something that you've had from day one?
No, this is something I developed over time, yes. I mean, when I started, I didn't know, I mean, I was just doing whatever I was doing. But then with time, when I started to treat this trading like profession, right, I realized that I needed to have a set of rules and to stick with it. So I have a set of rules that have kept me. If I break them, then it means that I'm overstepping my boundaries and I'm becoming emotional. So, for example, I stated earlier that I don't take more than 3 trades in a day, right? If I take my first trade, it's a loss. If I take my second trade, it's a loss. Let's say my third trade is even a loss, right? I need to understand that I am done for the day and I don't have to overstep my boundaries. That is part of my trading plan. I tell myself that I do not trade in the Asian session. I only trade during the New York and the London session. These are certain rules and a whole lot more that I have on my trading table. And that is something I must stick to religiously.
For you, Carmen.
Yeah, and so for me as well, I also have a system I've actually stuck to for a very long time. Now, it's been almost about 2 years when I developed it. And it actually includes the time I even sleep and the time I even wake up. So for me, normally after 8 p.m., anyone who tries to reach me doesn't reach me. After I just go to bed at 8, that way at 3 a.m. I wake up. And it happens every day, so I don't even need an alarm for that.
Yeah.
So a lot of times before 5 a.m. I'm done trading because I just have set rules that I always follow. And I have a vivid entry criteria I always follow. No matter the day, no matter the time, no matter what's happening, there are things I like to look out for before I place trades. No matter the strategy I'm using, I've just been able to stick to it so long that now it just comes so easy. So it doesn't matter if I'm just trading with my phone, my tablet, or my laptop. I just make sure I follow that same entry criteria. I make sure I wake up at the same time. I make sure once I'm done trading for the day, I'm done trading for the day. I'm able to focus on other stuff. So just following that system is what has actually, made me disciplined and then prevented me from just falling off the rails.
Discipline, emotional balance, community growth sounds all so important. Now, I'm sure many of our listeners, they probably are asking, how do I get a trading partner? And, if I'm a new trader or I've been trading for a while and I don't have a trading partner, how do we find one? How would you recommend someone go about it? Because at the end of the day, you mentioned that there needs to be some sort of kind of mutual respect, some mutual trust, perhaps someone that's either your equal or has more experience, but maybe not so easy to find.
First of all, get yourself into a community of liking people, right? You cannot just have a trading partner from someone who doesn't know anything about trading and say, let's get into this together. Because if you're doing it wrong, she's not even going to know. He's not even going to know that you're doing it wrong. So first of all, get yourself into a community of people that are traders,
okay,
right? Get a mentor. And in that mentorship group, you're going to find someone that you're going to feel that click.
Sure.
You're going to feel that energy with. And you're going to feel that similarity and then that bond. And that's where you're going to know. There's no direct way to know that this is your trading partner.
Yeah.
Someone, he might not be as lucky as common to have their mentor as their trading partner. But you can have a mentee and a mentee becoming trading partners. And I see this a lot in my mentorship as well. And that really grows because at the end of the day, no two persons have the same experience. Everybody's unique in their own different way. And that's how we can help each other. So
join a community and find that, look for that synergy.
Exactly. Yeah.
So to piggyback off what he said as well, I always say you should treat training like a school. It's just like, being in the same school. Every learning partner we have is from our class. And then we have the same teachers and all of that. So when you're in class with a group of people, you obviously know those who are very intelligent and those who are able to actually grasp the knowledge much easier.
Yep.
If there's any math problem, you know those who are able to solve it easier because they are able to understand it faster than you are. So if you're part of an ecosystem of like-minded traders who have learned from the same source, it makes it easier for you to find someone who you can rely on. So the first thing is being in a community, like you said. Once you're in that particular ecosystem, it makes it easy for you to find someone because you cannot find someone who is not, who you cannot relate to.
Yeah.
It always starts from someone who looks like you. That's one of the easiest ways to find a partner. You want someone who is around you, who has similar lived experiences as you do. So once you're able to find yourself in that particular ecosystem, people who have learned from the same source, from the same mentor, it just makes it easier. Just, you'll be able to find someone in there. That's why I like creating, I have a mentorship community where they can all chat. I have a community on Telegram, I have a community on WhatsApp as well. I have a community on Instagram where all my mentees are able to just have a chat and then meet. And then we also normally do monthly meetups. So you obviously meet those that you feel are doing very well, who you actually want to trade with. And it's very easy for them to also want to partner with you as well.
That's interesting. So, really just sounds like collaboration instead of competition really turns into accountability, kind of growing together, and then long-term success.
Yes.
That's truly remarkable. So, gentlemen, firstly, Iram, Kamen, I want to thank you guys for your time and showing us how trust and collaboration can turn into harmony. I've learned a lot, and I'm, I appreciate your time, and I hope to see you guys soon in Ghana.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Born to Trade. If you missed earlier episodes, catch up to hear how traders across Africa are shaping markets and mastering their craft. We would appreciate it if you could support the podcast by subscribing and leaving us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.